Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Hi, Brendan.
Hello.
Brendan was at BravoCon, in case you forget. And like you could tell just by looking at him.
Like no sleep.
No sleep. Another bus.
Another bus, whatever.
You gotta give it to Katie and Ariana for making that reference.
Yes. Go find that video somewhere online that I may or may not have posted.
Okay. So we've talked to Brendan about his experience in Vegas as a city in the Patreon pre-show. We have a Patreon bonus episode talking about Vicki Gunvalson being the Lifetime Achievement Award winner, potential future Lifetime Achievement Award winners. Mm-hmm. Brendan gets into like the weeds as to how BravoCon is different from prior years, what changed in Vegas, what maybe would change in the future.
Yeah, and we'll get into the weeds here too.
So you have all that, but I think what we have here are really the BravoCon headlines.
Yeah, the moment.
The moments, right?
Yes.
So lead us as our BravoCon shepherd.
Oh my God. Actually, like the funny thing is you probably know these moments better than I do because like being on the ground is different than like watching from afar. But yeah. Let's start at the Roni Ruggett Legacy trailer.
Well, going into this weekend, we're like, is this even still happening?
Yeah, but then I feel like very early on Friday, there was like an activation in the middle of the convention floor that it was like a Roni Ruggett Legacy like
activation. Cast photos or something. Yeah,
and I think like Bravo posted it like at 9 a.m. on Friday. And people are like, okay, we're on.
Yeah.
Because we know what happened with Ramona.
Yeah.
But people are like, okay, this is confirmation that like they're not going to scrap it. Like it was rumored to happen.
Yeah. So we get the trailer, we get a panel.
Mm-hmm.
I have not watched the panel. I don't even know if it's, I think it is up on Peacock. It is one of the Peacock ones.
Okay.
Trailer.
I firmly believe.
Oh.
I think Kristen Takeman.
Oh, she's taking it?
I think she's Takemaning it.
I gotta say, like, she is, like, where my eyes focus in the trailer.
Yeah, and like a lot of people are talking about the moment where Dorinda says like...
Oh, pigeons and eagles?
Like, yeah, pigeons and eagles. And I'm like, that's so rehearsed and like so lame to me.
Okay. So to me, okay, I see where you're coming from in terms of like rehearsed, fine. But at least it's not like, and I'm making it nice with you, bitch, or like something.
No,
like,
exactly.
Not a retread. Like we're forging new ground.
We're hearing something different from Dorinda, but it's like you're trying to like take down Kristen Takeman, and I might eat my words in next month or whatever, but like it felt like Kristen was bringing her like natural self to the show.
Yeah, like a natural pop of color.
Not POC beauty.
POC beauty. Not POC beauty.
Do you remember when that like note that that would have been such like a bigger mention if it happened like 2 years later?
Yeah. Wow. Okay, no. So she's great, I would say. And I would say we're getting, as much as everyone likes to say, oh, like Kelly's a different woman now, we're getting flavors of the Kelly we once knew.
Yeah. I, at BravoCon, I like, I was in a space with her. Like I was probably 2 feet from her at points, but we didn't really talk to her or interact with her. So I like, don't know how she is face to face.
Yeah. I think... it was kind of light on Sonia.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I would say heavy on Lou. Medium on Ramona.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, like, is there a world where the trailer was recut at all?
That's a good question, right?
That would have to be like a last minute thing, which isn't out of the question.
They've been putting out social promos where Ramona's cut out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like shorter vignettes?
Like, not stuff from the actual show, but you know, like, Bravo's doing a lot of those things where they have the women in front of a green screen, and they're doing, like, specific social content for the Bravo channels.
Yes.
And Ramona's been, like, removed from some of those.
So like, it's not BravoCon content. It's, like, what they recorded during, like, the cast photo shoot.
Yeah, do you remember, like, for Beverly Hills, they did one where they held different objects, including the wind chimes?
Yeah,
it's that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. I mean, I'm sure, so it's, like, premiering December, like, 13th or something. I'm sure it's going to be, like, a 3-episode drop, as usual.
Oh, which I hate.
And it's going to be on Thursdays again, which is very annoying for us.
Oh, that makes our lives so hard.
Yeah. But that's, it's going to be around the holidays. It's like, what a shit show. But if there was a time for this to come out for like us to not focus on Ramona being like platformed on the network, like around the holidays is when no one's really paying attention.
Yeah.
You know?
But I mean, like, I think this show's in general is going to be enjoyable. Like I said, I think I'm going to be a Kristen Takeman stan.
I know.
Until further notice.
She is a California girl?
Yeah, she lives in Calabasas.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm...
She's among the other dolls.
Yeah, she's among the other dolls. Yeah.
Speaking of which, not to go on too much of a tangent, did you see, like, the clip from Kardashians of, like, Khloe walking to her house and there's, like, this, like... Kris Jenner, like, in a box CGI moment, like, as Alexa that's, like, following her around her house or something like that.
No.
It felt like Black Mirror. Go look it up, y'all. I'm not really watching that show, but it's crazy.
No, I've only really seen, like, North eating an onion like an apple.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Just, like, munching on an onion.
Going from old Roni to new Roni, I think, like, actually one of the... major moments out of BravoCon was the Bryn Whitfield escalator shoe moment.
Yeah.
Which, like, I don't even know how that can happen. I think we've all worried about this in our lifetimes. Like, didn't Final Destination make you scared of escalators?
Well, I never saw Final Destination. And I was never scared of escalators, but I'm always annoyed when I'm, like, near people who are, like, take a deep breath, like, getting on the escalator.
Yeah.
And, like, hop onto it. It's like, it's going
to
be okay.
But you have to, like, make sure your shoes are tied. Now this, you have to, like, be careful of your heels.
So, what happened? Like, does someone die in Final Destination from an escalator?
Oh, yeah. The whole fucking escalator, like, eats, like, several people, I feel.
But, like, that's not going to really happen in real life.
Yeah, but, like, this is, like, everyone talks about escalators in this way. Okay. But, I mean, like, Bryn was, like, victim to it. And I will say, I feel like Bryn and Uba kind of were some of the breakout stars of BravoCon.
Well, the word on the street was that the Roni panel was like one of the most attended panels of them all.
Yeah.
And funny you mentioned those two gals hosting Glamour Woman of the Year red carpet just like days after BravoCon.
I know, like, and Bethany was there.
So no one's talking about Bethany being there.
Yeah.
Did Bethany do the red carpet? Did she run by them?
Well, I mean, she was on some sort of like step and repeat,
yeah.
But she maybe like skipped, she maybe only did photos and didn't do interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, being a press room alum, you kind of know the dynamics of like who does what.
Mm, oh my God, you're a pro.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, I think that's proof that those Roni girls are going to definitely be on next season. I actually think it's going to be all of them.
Oh, all of them except for Jenna.
Except for Jenna. Cause I, oh, even Sai was on Jeff Lewis Live yesterday.
Oh.
And I feel like she like gave a really good interview.
Oh.
And I felt different about her.
Tell me.
She just was like so, she was like really warm, really funny. And I feel like we didn't see a lot of that on the show.
Okay.
And like, I think she's obviously theorizing of like, oh, they wanted to give her the villain edit, which like maybe.
Oh, she said that?
Yeah.
Huh.
But she had a really positive attitude about being, she was like, oh yeah, I guess they wanted to make me my villain era. Like,
okay,
it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. One more side note.
One more side note?
Well, okay. So we didn't talk about Sai and the Ninja Fruity commercial last week.
Right.
But I gotta say, someone out SponCon, the SponConner, I think Brynn having the CB2 Thanksgiving spread is like so much chiquer.
Well, CB2 is so chic.
CB2 is very chic.
Yeah.
Even though it's like, even though it's Crate and Barrel 2,
mm-hmm.
it's like more modern, more fresh.
I went to a CB2 opening party when they first came to New York
yeah.
back in the day.
Yeah, down in Soho.
Actually, I think this was when they opened their like flagship that I think was actually Uptown.
Oh. Oh, is there a CB2 Uptown?
I don't know if it still exists,
oh, okay.
But this was like, this was 2011, 2012. This was like one of like the paper magazine parties of lore.
Well, you are 40 after all.
Yes, 36. But I came here to say that Maggie Gyllenhaal attended.
Mm.
And I feel like of,
well,
of chic New Yorkers, she's one of them.
Well, Maggie and what's her name? The one that like that gay guy does like the parody of videos for.
There's so many
I know.
Women celebrities who gay guys do parody
no,
videos.
No, like
of.
The...
Chloe Sevigny.
Chloe Sevigny. Yeah.
Oh, Drew Joji.
Famously, Maggie and Chloe yeah. went to the Atlantic Terminal Target opening.
Good. One of my favorite places on earth. Oh, I'm there like every 2 days.
I mean, that is... I mean, when Brendan was like walking the streets of Brooklyn like without a place to go in 2020, like the Target was one of your final destinations.
It was I was always there. Always there. I go less now.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But you're still like you're even closer now than you were back
then.
I'm
very close. It's like I probably can get there in 12 minutes.
Okay, good. Okay, let's keep it moving.
Let's move on. Okay, so one of the bigger moments from one of the Watch What Happens Lives was the Teddy and Vicky
squash that beef.
Mm. And it's like the fact that fucking Teddy Mellencamp
Theodora.
Was a surprise guest.
Ring that doorbell.
Stomped on. She was wearing like one of the guests' like wristbands.
You got to give it to her because like last year wasn't the vibe kind of like, oh, you're here. And this year it's like, oh, we'll welcome you.
Yeah. And I mean, like, Vicky confronted her about the January 6th thing behind the scenes or like in front of the scenes or somewhere.
Oh, you mean after it happened?
Before it happened, I think.
And then Teddy was like, oh, I'm going to like double down on it.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Teddy then released a whole podcast about it.
Okay.
With Tamara.
And then Teddy also made a Brooks Cancer reference.
Yes. It was basically like, why are you so uncomfortable around somebody who actually does have cancer?
Which like, I don't know that the general Bravo audience like knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Because like she has melanoma,
mm-hmm.
which has like come up on like Watch Women's Live, I think, but like was never something that happened on the show.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that confused some people watching.
Yeah, I mean, like, she obviously has a very popular podcast called Two G's in a Pod.
Which is now spun off into Two J's in a Jersey.
And they also hosted one of the, like, first parties of BravoCon.
Oh, her and Two Tamara. G's?
Yeah, and it was, like, really well attended. I don't know if you saw the content, but it was, like, Caroline Stanberry was there. Tamara was doing shots from Joe Gorga.
Oh. I gotta say, I'm still not a Dubai girl,
mm-hmm.
but I'm very into Caroline and Chanel Ayan locking arms all weekend.
I think that was very smart. That was very smart.
And then I'm also very proud of Lisa Milan, like, dragging the girls up and down any chance she gets.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, kudos to the three of them.
Yeah, and Caroline's definitely, like, trying to make friends within the Bravo universe. Mm. So it's, like, funny to see her, knowing who we know, what we know of her, like, buddying up with Tamara. It's like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's move on to, let's talk more about Vicky.
Okay.
And she got the
wife time.
The wife time. And the wife. them trotting out Lori Peterson, Joe, Gretchen, and Alexis Bellino.
Okay.
Iconic.
Quick side note. There's, like, a video that I've watched 100 times of Joe De La Rosa and Alexis Bellino holding hands, walking down, like, a casino hotel hallway, giving... I have to give it credit to, like, someone tweeted this, like, giving the sex worker White Lotus girly energy, giving Cock Destroyer energy.
Sure.
Just, like, I don't understand this trend of, like, the women holding hands walking. Like, a few other girls did this during BravoCon too.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what is this?
People like to hold hands.
I actually, like, I don't like to hold hands. It's, like, very claustrophobic.
Sure. Some people like it, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I think even Kyle Cook held hands with whoever he presented with on the Bravos.
Okay, well, if father does it, then I should take note. Okay.
No, so but it was just, like, fun to see them. And
all of them so out of practice.
Which was so refreshing.
Joe could not, like, string a sentence together.
They don't have, like, the 2023 Bravo media training down, and I loved it. Mm-mm. And, Alexis did have the line of the night that she was the only one on that stage at that point who had not slept with Slade Smiley.
At that point.
Yes.
There's no stopping her now that she's a single gal.
I know. She also was, like, in Vegas for a club appearance at, like, a queer club.
Oh, my God.
And she was on the cover of, like, a local Vegas, like, LGBTQ magazine that said, like, Bravo Mom.
So to quote that one little clip from Halloween with Dorit, guys, she's coming.
I really do think that they're gonna...
Yeah, she's ready. She's running.
Yeah.
She's running.
Yeah. And, like throw in the rest of them, too. Because,
Gretchen Christine?
I mean...
Joe De La Rosa?
I mean, I'd be most interested in seeing Joe and Lori.
Lori is the one I expect the least.
I know, but it was just so interesting given given her and Vicky's past that she was brought to present, and Vicky seemed thrilled.
Mm-mm.
Thrilled.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Okay.
Okay.
Go. This is more of an expert on this one.
This is me. Okay, so this so as we all know, the Ronge panel is split, much like it was last year,
which is annoying.
But actually, I don't mind it because a complaint for me about BravoCon is, like, I don't need these reunion-like get-togethers.
Sure.
You know, like, this is not a time for us to, like, have a mini reunion.
Yeah.
Which is a complaint for, like, Pump and Summer House, right?
Yeah, and actually, on that, I listened to Andy on the radio today, and he was talking about how he went for the Southern Charm panel. He went to Olivia and Taylor, who I know they mean nothing to.
They actually are interchangeable, those two.
Yeah. Well, but once you watch the show, like, I'm now learning how to separate.
Okay.
And Andy went up to both of them before the panel, was like, hey, just a reminder, this is not a reunion.
Yeah.
And apparently one of them said back to them, or to him, oh, does she know too? So like he was actively like training these people to not make it reunion, but that was the last, that was the Sunday. Yeah. So he probably saw the summer house and the other panels that felt like reunions.
Well,
was like,
he should have saw Salt Lake City last year.
Yeah.
Which was like a mini reunion.
Well, I think that's why they didn't do a Salt Lake City reunion.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, we'll put that to bed. Yeah. There was no Salt Lake City panel.
Yeah.
Apparently everyone hates Monica right now.
Mm-hmm.
No one was hanging out with Monica.
Yeah. And there's like her and Heather are like, have this big suing feud right now.
Yeah.
Wild.
Okay. So, okay, back to Ranj. For me, this was like the headline of BravoCon. And like, I know it's not for everyone.
It's not.
But it's, for me, it was. So on Saturday was like the Zia panel. So we got Zia, Marge, Rachel Fuda.
Mm-hmm.
We have Danielle Cabral swapped in.
Fessler?
And we have Fessler here? Yeah, we have Fessler here, I want to say.
Okay.
So Danielle Cabral swapped with Jackie Goldschneider.
Sure.
And this is hosted by, I want to say, Jerry O'Connell. Because mm-hmm. I think Michael Rapaport did the Teresa panel. Okay. So at this panel, Marge says that she's no longer friends with Jackie.
Wild.
And Jackie is now friends with Teresa. And like this is like blowing my mind. We're getting pictures of Teresa and Jackie like arm in arm.
Cheek to cheek.
Cheek to cheek in their ball gowns.
Holding hands like Dan Hates.
Holding hands like the sex workers. That's so bad. But from White Lotus, like when they're like
skipping down. No, I know what
you
mean, yeah.
When they're skipping down the street.
Call them by their names.
Lucia and...
It's good enough.
Something else? These are my Italian sisters. Okay. So I'm like spiraling. And then I come home like that night and like reading more reports after a night out in West Village, tune into the pre-show to hear more about that. And I'm screaming, we will hug again. Like as if like much like last year when like I started the season, like ready to be a tree hugger.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm ready again to hug. Because if Jackie's giving me the green light, I trust Jackie, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Level-headed, right? Okay. So then the next day. As of recording this, I don't think the Ranj panels have been uploaded to the Peacock. So, and then no one's reporting on what Jackie said on panel. She must have said something. But what we do have is a quote she gave to Us Weekly. So on becoming friends with Teresa, Jackie tells Us Weekly, it was really organic. It was like we were just talking at a party, and then we were talking more. And we started calling each other. And then we hung out and started hugging. We like each other. Yeah. It really grew organically. So Jackie saying we started hugging, to me, is like the signal. It's like, We're all hugging now.
We're all huggers.
We're all huggers.
Yeah.
We will hug again. this is like
the way like your brain operates when talking about New Jersey specifically is actually like one of the scariest places to be.
Well, it's like it's akin to the scary Ranj fans on like Twitter.
Yeah.
But like I'm not them. Like yeah. They're really scary.
Yeah.
They're yes. like call they're like calling the police, filing lawsuits. Like there's a lot of scariness going on in the Ranj fandom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more just like I'm like having fun with the girls.
Sure, sure,
right?
Sure.
Right,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
So that's
there's one little thing left. Summer House we mentioned was
yes. oh, yeah, yeah.
was like a reunion. We're essentially getting Hub House and Carl in the same room together for the first time. Although we then learn like I think they've been in the same room together before.
Sure.
When she goes on Nick Viall's podcast, mm-hmm. she mentions something else.
So Nick Viall. He is...
A bachelor. Now, when I say bachelor, I mean like bachelor trademark, like TM.
Was he a bachelor or was he just on Bachelorette?
I gotta say, if we know your name, you gotta be a bachelor.
I don't think so, because the two bachelors I know, Tyler Cameron, I don't think was actually a bachelor. Oh. I think he was a bachelorette contestant. And then was Matt, whatever, was he a bachelor? He's always running the marathon. Do you know who I'm talking about? Matt Ryan, maybe? I think his mom was on The Golden Bachelor.
I do not know. Okay, he was... Oh. He had a starring role on the 21st season of The Bachelor after finishing as a runner-up in two consecutive seasons of The Bachelorette.
Oh, so he's done two Bachelorettes and then was The Bachelor himself.
Yes.
That's wild.
It's so... I'm sorry. Like, this is always my complaint about the show. Mm-hmm. It's like, why do the contestants happen to care about the random bachelor or bachelorette they're being put on the show with?
Back in the day, I feel like back in the day, they cast it being like, okay, this guy's like...
Aspirational?
I think like, I remember when the earlier ones was like, someone who was the heir to the, like the Firestone tires.
Oh, yes.
Or something
like that.
Yeah, I remember that from like being in high school.
Okay. Yeah. Well, don't say that to me. Because I was watching Survivor in high school. Season one. Okay. So Hub House, after kind of like we're already spilling a little bit of beans in the Summer House panel, then goes on Nick Viall for, I feel like, 2.5 hours.
I think he does really long podcasts.
Which, sound off in the comments below. Are we going long right now? So thankfully, Cara Berry of Everyone's Business But Mine was tweeting up a storm, giving a play-by-play of what Hub House was saying.
Yeah.
Which I want to know. And I also don't want to know. Like, I want to know because it's already out there. But like, I wish...
You saved it for the show.
But at the same time, though, it's not going to be on the show because it's going to be in the last episode of Summer House.
Yeah. I do think it's like, I think Winter House complicates things. Mm. It's like, if we didn't have Winter House, we could have maybe done a rush job on this season of Summer House.
Kind of like, we're actually rushing. It feels like we're rushing Venom of Rules, but then also Winter House is like fucking that up too, right?
Yeah, because Tom's on Winter House.
Tom needs to finish Winter House before we get to the Venom of Rules.
Which I think that's exactly why they timed it. And I think
in January, yeah.
Obviously, 2 Bravo Vanderpump Rules is more important than Summer House.
Oh, yeah. But Summer House and Vanderpump Rules air concurrently.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like Vanderpump Rules brought them a lot of money.
Oh, you know what? This just like unlocked something in my brain. You know how we've all been talking about like, what's going to air this spring? It's like Vanderpump Rules and Summer House is going to air this spring.
Yeah, Dubai.
Dubai, Jersey.
But there's like nothing after that. What's going to air in the summer?
Hmm.
Like.
Orange County.
Maybe, but our camera's up. And then Roni aired in the summer. This summer, it started in July.
Yeah.
And we don't have cameras up that we know of there.
It's our July.
What? Yeah, it did.
What are you talking about?
I went to the Roni premiere on my birthday.
Oh, I thought you meant filming started in July.
No, when it started airing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about when is stuff going to air.
Yeah.
But like when, like they should have cameras up already, but they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's our meaty BravoCon discussion.
Yeah. And if like, truly, we've been talking about it for like over an hour because we did Patreon stuff on it. So if you need more,
you got more. Okay. And then we have 5 shows to talk about.
So I need your help walking me through these shows because like we've discussed, it's been a chaotic week for me.
Okay.
I've watched everything. It's just like, ugh.
Yeah. Okay. So Potomac. Headline number one. Ebony K. Williams is canon to Potomac.
True.
It would, even more than before, because like you can argue like, is Reunion the season or is it like a different thing that caps off a season.
Yeah.
But now, so Ebony was on the reunion last year.
She didn't sit at the reunion. A clip of her was aired during the reunion.
And that same clip was aired during the premiere episode of the season.
Exactly. And the thing is, I think we talk too much via text because you saying this makes... I was like, didn't you say this last week? But no, it was probably a text message.
It hadn't aired.
Yeah, I know. But I had seen the episode already, I think.
You don't have screeners of Potomac.
Oh, yeah. I've got screeners of everything these days.
What the fuck? Like, where's my clown nose? Where's my clown makeup?
And like, I haven't really checked to see if it's only the premieres or if it's everything, but yeah.
Okay, makes you feel sick. Widows and Orphans.
I get like, I'm getting sent emails about like USA shows I've never heard of.
Oh my God, yeah. Get out of here. Okay. Something else that makes me feel sick. Giselle and Jason making sushi.
I felt the vibes.
Wow. Did you get a bone?
Oh, yeah. Well, whenever Jason's on screen, also seeing him in person, beautiful. Actually, I forgot to say, seeing Jason in person, seeing Craig in person. Since we don't cover Southern Charm here.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Craig, 10 times hotter in person than he's on TV, and he's very hot on TV.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so back to
them. Neither of them excite me in a way that Kyle Cook excites.
Well, yeah. They're not Bond.
Okay, so Kyle Cook, did you see Kyle Cook in person?
Yeah.
And?
Clown.
Oh, like me. Maybe.
Just kidding. No, I really like Kyle, but I don't like him as much as you.
Mm-mm. Okay. We know Jason is a cooker boy.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, though, like, anything but sushi. I love sushi, but like you cooking sushi at home, unless like you're really good at it, it's going to look floppy on a grande.
Sure.
And it did.
Okay.
The camera like did not zoom in on it, but I had my eyes on it and it looked like a sloppy jalopy.
Okay. Agree with you. I can't say anything against that. I will say, I did enjoy our little explanation of Jason where we get the Winterhouse promo pick with the arrows.
Okay, so not only is Ebony K. Williams canon to Potomac.
Luke Gupperson.
Amanda Petula's canon.
Well, she didn't get pointed out.
Paige DeSorbo is canon to Potomac.
Luke, who I buy cologne from.
Cologne from.
Yeah.
Wow. Good.
I liked this scene.
Will we see him again? I think no.
Yeah, sadly. We did get to sit down. We did get, it is funny, like, talking about, like, what, speaking of cooking, talking about what foods Giselle loves to make.
Oh, I must have, like, zoned out during this.
Oh, it was waffles, pancakes, and brownies. Oh, she's a sweets girl.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, we know she always orders dessert.
Yeah.
And we know her famous pancakes with cinnamon from the cook-off where T'Challa attacked Wendy.
Exactly. And can I say something about her house? I think...
Oh?
The outside?
No.
I think she kind of pulled it together.
Oh? Did she?
I think
the women were like...
No, not
rappelling
like
down.
Not the walking. I'm talking about the.
Well, that's outside.
I'm talking about the facade of the house that was dragged by fans for years, deservedly. I think she has pulled it together with the addition of the foyer moment. I think she's got it a little better.
Well, I think it's a fan speaking right now.
I mean, the facade of my building looks better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That you built.
Yes.
Okay, speaking of buildings, Ashley Darby's new home. And to quote Teresa Giudice in that reunion where she's wearing the green dress, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It is so much nicer than the House of Horrors condo.
Yeah, but like
a Tower of Terror.
Michael Darby stole the deed.
Good. No. The way she was describing it was he's on the mortgage. She didn't mention deed.
Okay.
I mean, that could have been like a her trying to save face. But being on the mortgage is, there's no benefit to being on the mortgage. Mm-hmm. It's only a negative to be on a mortgage.
Sure.
You want to be on the deed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bet he's on the deed. If I'm guessing with Ashley and our experience
I know. Of course. But I gotta say, I'm loving our nautical vibes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving Dean with the strength of God pulling Dylan from the floor onto the counter by one arm.
Brothers.
Those are two rough and tumble brothers. I'm sorry. It's just like ingrained in, I was watching it like screaming and she's not even paying attention to the boys.
Good. I think that's how like siblings should act.
Yeah, that's how siblings should act. Okay.
And also I like nautical vibes too. Mm. Favorite Barton Pete's on Shipwreck.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. From one home to another, me and Gordon in that little condo.
Ooh, I started Googling, schmoogling, like trying to figure out because like this, like the joint is always explained to us in a way that people think that they own this fucking corporation. They were franchisees with the brother.
It's like being a franchisee of like a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, like a Cold Stone.
Yeah.
Shout out the Christians that I worked for years.
Yeah. G's been in a depression, the Great Depression, one might say.
Yeah.
For months. Mia's trying to figure out sources of income outside of the show. You got to give Mia credit. We're now three seasons in, and like we didn't think she was going to make it past one.
I feel like every year we've had a moment with Mia where we thought she wasn't filming and then she pops up again.
Oh, did you not think she was going to film this third season?
Yeah. Mm. Because didn't this all go down after they filmed? Yeah.
But it came up during the reunion.
It came up during the reunion, but it's like at that point.
Oh, so you thought she was going to like run and hide from it? Maybe. She needs the money more now than ever.
I know, but it's like I always expect them to run and hide.
Okay.
We didn't even talk about Shannon Bedore at Bravo.
Oh my God. Wow.
And like Carl at BravoCon even.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Shannon Bedore, you got to give it to her. Taking the plea like 2 days before BravoCon.
I
know.
But do you remember how many times I texted you being like, do you think Shannon's going to go to BravoCon? And you were always like, no.
I was saying no, not thinking
the plea would happen.
The plea would happen that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder if like she requested a sooner court date to take a plea.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
Anyways, back to Potomac.
Okay, back to Potomac. Okay, that condo, probably the same square footage of like this home that I'm living in, but it feels like they took all the furniture from the house.
So big.
And squeezed it into the little condo.
Their living room and their dining room is making me scream bloody murder. Yeah. It's like the biggest L-shaped couch that you could ever have, like just up against this like window, basically.
Yeah. It's tough. And I turned to Alex while we're watching. I was like, oh, they just announced they're splitting.
Yeah.
Like in present day. So, like, we know where this is going.
Was Mia at BravoCon?
Was Mia at BravoCon?
I don't remember seeing her, but I could be wrong.
Mm. The thing with Mia is a star in her own right, but on a show with superstars.
Yeah, I mean, like, how many OGs?
Yeah, so many OGs, and then, like, we got girlies that, like, feel like OGs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Speaking of, Karen, Wendy, Candace, my team, the dream team.
Oh my God, I loved this.
To quote Kai.
Also, like, this happening after Bryn's moment on the escalator with the heels getting stuck. When they were all walking in heels and they kept on getting stuck in, like, the floorboards.
A nod to Bryn.
Yes.
It's interesting that we're dragging Robin most of all.
Mm-hmm.
Since, like, pretty much all the women actually probably have more beef with other people on the cast.
Mm-hmm.
Namely, Giselle Bryant.
I know.
But poor Robin's our punching bag right now.
I mean, the thing is, like, the Robin thing was really explosive at the end of last season, and a lot of people were really mad at her. Mm. Like, I think her and Tom Sandoval were the two people who got booed at BravoCon, basically.
Yeah. I don't feel like we got Karen and Wendy solo scenes. We only got this group moment.
That's correct. Yeah.
But we did have Candace with Chris on a too small picnic blanket.
I know. We need to, like, if we're doing picnic blanket, we need to do something iconic. I think red and white checkers would be good.
But, like, twice as big. We were sitting on each other's lap, essentially.
And it's funny, like, okay, two recent picnics on Housewives between the two of them, and then, like, last week we got Dorit and Erica, and that was like the full, like, big picnic setup.
But it looked like they were, like, praying at an altar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Robin and Juan in their rehearsed crisis control scene.
It's
of, like, her picking photos from the wedding to frame. It's like,
and, like,
come on.
Us being, like, trying to explain the hotel thing, which is one of the worst things we've heard, like, a house husband do.
Well, like, okay, so he's explaining, he's like, yeah, like, this is, of course, is what I did. And Robin's like, yeah, like, what else were you going to do?
Like, I'm such a nice person. I will give Robin a little bit of credit. During the Bravos, there was a joke about Juan in them.
And about hotel rooms.
About the hotel rooms. Like, thank you, Bravo, for, like, paying for all these Bravo celebrities' hotel rooms so that Juan Dixon didn't have to.
Yeah.
And Andy said that he actually took it out of the show, but then ran it by Robin. And she was like, of course, put it in. Yeah.
No, she was like, it's funny. Yeah.
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 And she was laughing her ass off, like, when they cut to her.
Yeah. Okay. We've got sisters supporting sisters. We have Giselle hosting a
confrontation.
Not a confrontation, not an intervention. Kind of just like, we're there for you.
So stupid.
And we got Giselle, of course. We've got Ashley. And we got Cha-Cha Slide.
Someone online who's good at videos needs to do, like, a Cha-Cha Slide
fan cam.
Like, fan cam. Set to the Cha-Cha Slide, obviously.
Oh my God. Like, this past week, I was, like, envisioning a Monica Garcia fan cam to Doja Cat Boss Bitch.
Oh, okay.
Just, you invoked fan cam culture in me.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone posted on TikTok a really good Rachel McAdams in Family Stone fan cam.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That I posted.
Okay. So we got these girls. And poor Robin.
Yeah.
They're like, be like us. Divorce. And she's like, no, I don't want to.
Probably the most we've gotten out of Cha-Cha Slide in, like, years as far as, like, her telling something personal.
Well, I was wondering, because, like, for the first half of the scene, she's sitting there mute.
Mm-hmm. But we're getting season one flashbacks.
And then we're opening our mouth.
Yeah.
See, oh my, so many flashbacks is, and it's like, we've been with these women for a long time.
I know. Seeing Karen season one is like,
oh,
interesting.
That's a different woman.
Yeah. And it was like at the, wasn't it like the Dewey Beach house or whatever? Like the Delaware Beach house? Is that called Dewey Beach?
Not Dewey Beach. I want to say, I don't know. I'm like,
anyways, Ashley's beach house from season one.
Where
we were sleeping in twin beds.
Kitty beds.
Yeah. Yeah, not even twin beds, like literal kitty beds.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, like, they're all being like, we want what's best for you. And she's like, what's best for me is for us to fucking stop talking about this.
Yeah.
And let me be in my marriage as bad as it is.
Figure it out.
I gotta say, I watched this phone down, fully immersed, having the time of my life. Happy to be back in Potomac.
These are
mothers.
Our people. Like the ones I love the most. Mm,
yeah.
Also, one of my favorite moments of BravoCon was asking on the red carpet, Giselle and Robin, I said, will you say something reasonable and something shady about BravoCon?
And what was their answer?
Maybe I'll release the clip later.
Oh, maybe you will. Release the hounds. Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Salt Lake City.
More mothers.
Okay. Of the five shows, though, that we're covering this week, I think Salt Lake City continues to be the one that I'm, like...
glued to?
Glued.
Yeah.
Screaming, laughing, shocked.
And I will say, all four Housewives shows this week have been top-tier stellar.
All four have been great. All four have been amazing.
Yeah.
But there's something about Salt Lake City and the chaos...
It's the chaos. So I will say, if I were to... Salt Lake City has the chaos. Miami has the heart.
Mm.
Beverly Hills has the...
Something.
Sutton.
There's something about Sutton.
And yeah, Potomac is just amazing.
Yeah. Salt Lake City. Monica, Angie. Pink roses on the wall. Matriarch to matriarch.
It is so appropriate for them to be in a space like that that's like made for Instagram posting because like Salt Lake City is like the one show that's like surface level made for Instagram posting.
I mean, Monica said to Angie, you should have a wall like this in your home, like a content wall.
A content wall. Should we install a content wall in your home?
Oh my God. Yeah, I need some content. So I can be content. Okay, so I got to give it to Angie for, like, yes, ending this reconciliation, bringing a gift, and bonding with Monica over, like, her own struggles with her mother.
Exactly.
Because we learned that the mom died.
I know.
But then we learned that she was struggling with alcoholism and stuff.
The photo they posted of the mom, like, felt like 1950s, like, yearbook.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Well, as we learn later, Angie's older.
True, yeah. It feels like the tide is turning on Angie, just in general.
Yeah.
I feel like, for whatever reason, she was, like, really hated at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And now I feel like the girls are liking.
The girls are growing.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this might have been Joe Gunn who posted this, but...
The Boom Boom Gun?
The Boom Boom Gun posted, Angie K, remember that random scene, season 2, where, like, a woman walks up to, like, Lisa about, like, oh... You did such a good job, like, throwing this event. Like, I'm so proud of you. And then there's, like, a little bomb. And then Meredith's like, wait, what just happened after she walks away?
Mm-hmm.
That's Angie K.
Wow. These girls, like, hide on you and they'll pop up whenever. For example, did you see Dana popped up?
At Bobby's birthday party.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then also, like, the famous Lisa Barlow pop up in earlier seasons of Beverly Hills.
I have not gone back and watched that episode.
Yeah. It was when God, I almost wanted to call her Marissa Jarrett Winokur, but
Marissa,
Marissa
Herniker.
The she worked with Mauricio in real estate. Yeah.
Okay. So Lisa and Whitney getting together, discussing why everyone's invited to Bobby's birthday except for Mary. Mm-hmm. I don't think Mary was even in this episode.
I don't think so either.
Except for the flashback of the woman being thrown from her car and falling into a community.
Yeah. Jeez. Also, never mind.
Oh. No.
Oh. Weird Mary news online.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Google Mary and Robert Jr.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Kind of scary, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. Let's discuss Heather and Meredith getting together, who they feel like they're in a BravoCon world are like two of the closest girls right now.
Yeah, I think they both kind of are two of the more maybe media savvy people or like more connected with like what the Bravo fans like want from them.
Okay. Okay.
So I think that's why they like come together. Whereas like Lisa Barlow love her, but her tweets any given night that Salt Lake City is airing are like so funny.
Yeah.
Like everyone, like someone, some actress should put together all the tweets in like a monologue and just like do it for like auditions.
She's so funny. Okay. Heather and Meredith talking about Jack's mission and Lisa Barlow being an East Coast Mormon. The East Coast versus the West Coast.
I knew East Coast Mormons growing up, actually. Oh. Yeah. I mean, like East Coast, if Atlanta's considered East Coast.
Yeah.
Which.
Sure.
And for some reason, the ones I knew in high school, they were like always on a unicycle.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know if that's a thing or if it was just a thing at Walton High School in Marietta, Georgia.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, I don't think I met any Mormons until law school.
Interesting. Those were East Coast Mormons. So like Boston Morgans?
But no, but she was from Utah.
Okay.
She was just going to school in Boston.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. We've got Heather learning about the Jack Barlow mission brunch.
Oh, yeah. And him being sent to Columbia?
Yeah. As told by Angie. So, like, Heather's more in a tizzy now.
Heather being, like, offended that she's not invited to this brunch after, like, she spent the first part of the season, like, talking shit about this mission.
So, this kind of comes to a head at Bobby's roller skating birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta give credit to Lisa for, like, defusing it. And smoothing it out with Heather. But I also, I see Heather's POV, but at the same time, like, what do you want? Like, do you want Lisa to like, Lisa who is in the religion to be like, no, don't do this.
Exactly. And I think this is like kind of the line that the both of us have walked this entire season. It's like, Heather is commenting on like a 17-year-old's business, which feels weird to me.
Yeah, of course.
But then also like I agree with Heather on like her points about getting out of the religion.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like what do you want Lisa to do?
Yeah. But you're right. Lisa did. She was like, oh, I'm sorry if I didn't make you feel included, yada, yada, yada. Lisa did a good job.
She did a good job.
Do we want to go to Bobby's?
Well, we're at Bobby's right now.
Meredith's outfit.
She's coming down your chimney with her tits out.
The bikini under the blazer, which actually, like, the look worked for me, but then I had to remind myself where we were. We're at a roller rink.
For a 13-year-old.
Yeah. But, like, I actually, maybe, like, charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
Okay. She served all four.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. I thought like, what's his name? Mr. Rose?
Yeah. What's Justin.
I thought he couldn't go. And then he was there.
And he was there. I don't know. He's confusing.
Did we cancel the business trip? What's going on?
Probably.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of like Monica hijinks, but like it doesn't even compare to like what's to come.
Yeah. I mean, like, we're all like in corners having specific conversations with certain people.
Oh, I think we're like doing the Jeffrey Dahmer thing right now. Yeah. Maybe. Or no, Mason, someone. There's so many of those killers.
It was, I think it was Dahmer. Or was it Ted Bundy?
Ted Bundy.
Lisa Barlow's been like online, like Googling
and schmoogling
serial killers.
Okay.
I think Dahmer was the one who ate people.
Okay. I think Ted Bundy was named though this episode.
Maybe. I just like, I no longer engage with like murder culture.
Mm-mm. You're not a true crime girly.
Yeah. All those true crime podcasts, are they still doing them?
Oh, they're still doing.
Okay.
I've never listened, but other than Serial.
Back in the day, I used to listen to one of them that was like, I think one of the most popular. And then I like fell off hard because I was like, this is actually really depressing.
Yeah.
And I don't feel good about it.
I feel like there's been like a mini reckoning about that.
Yeah.
But not to like shake it off the airwaves.
They're definitely still putting out episodes. Because have you found on Apple Podcasts, like, you can't unsubscribe? Like, I try to unsubscribe from things and like, it's still there.
You're stuck. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to
Sound Bath.
Prism Jewelry. Prism Jewelry collab with Wild Rose. And this is about, is the jewelry about healing?
Everything's about healing.
Everything's about healing.
Why are we in such a like healing era of housewives?
Mm.
Like, you know, like you notice in Atlanta, we're going to like a healing center.
Oh, you're right.
Like, we're just always trying to heal.
We traveled to Portugal to heal.
Yeah.
We're just trying to, you know, it's like a post Cornova world we're living in. We're healing.
Yeah, sure.
We're healing. Yeah. Those wounds. Yeah. Okay. So you kind of got to give credit for the fact that like half the cast is not even here. Right?
Yeah.
Mary's not even been in this episode. Heather has prom.
Yeah.
Meredith, what's her excuse? Not a good one. I'll tell you that much.
She's in a bath somewhere.
She's wearing her bikini and blazer somewhere. But we got our four girlies. Whitney, Angie, Monica, Lisa.
Which I appreciate because I feel like we're giving our two new girlies like time to shine.
Mm, shine, shine, shine.
I also want to say, I also hand it to them because like we talk a lot about like housewives parties being empty.
Oh,
we're crowded.
This is a full house.
Yeah.
To buy jewelry. Get your credit cards out, girls.
Yeah. And Angie's wearing a dress that Tamara wore in a confessional.
The
Mugler. Yes.
But not only Tamara, there's like 10 women who have worn this dress. I think Lisa Hochstein has worn it two different ways.
And like, I'm not a fashion girl, so I can't comment. Oh. But like, I thought like Mugler was like cool. Remember when Gaga released that song on the Mugler runway back like in 2010?
I think he's RIP recently though.
Mm.
Yeah. But like the brand lives on.
Yeah. But it's like, if we're doing the Housewives confessionals.
Oh,
like,
so now it's not cool anymore.
Well, I don't know. I'm not trying to insult anyone because I'm wearing Old Navy.
A performance, please. okay. I mean, Angie wore it. I'm going to tell you that. And when I say wore it, I mean like she wore it.
Oh, like she ate?
She ate. She's so funny.
I think like her voice is like so specific that I love it.
It's like she struggles through every sentence she's trying to say. But like now I'm on board with it now. Whereas before I was like trying to fight it.
Yeah. And actually like I used to obviously be an Angie H warrior.
Mm.
And I think I fully...
You're swapping the H for a K.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Monica is wrong, but so right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, aren't we all?
When Monica goes in the diatribe of like, you can't handle me because like I have a form of intelligence that you don't have, and that's street smart, and like it's like more powerful than what you. Was like, I'm gonna fall on the floor.
When she was like explaining like how the brain develops like different levels of things, like in the first one is street smart, I was like, how do you know this? Where do you learn this?
Well, she is a street smart woman. I do think street smarts is like the best smarts you can have.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
That's why I'm always walking the streets.
You're trying to pick it up.
Well, I've had it.
Oh, you've had it.
Excuse me, bitch.
No, that's why you're walking the streets. You're trying to find it. Oh my God. But the, like the calling Lisa, like the old woman, and then Angie being like, what? Now wait a minute. I'm older than her.
That is a classic. That line like harkened back to like old school Ronin to me. Just like we're in a comedy and it's like funny.
Oh my God, it was so funny. And then like Whitney Wildrose looking at the women and like I think there was one moment when she told them to pipe down.
She was like, you're in the way of like our cash register.
You need to move. Pushing them off. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I loved it.
It's great, yeah.
Preview next week. LD, storm in the castle, lock the doors tight.
Let's have a kiki. Turkey lurkey time.
Okay. Winterhouse, this is what I gotta say. You cannot tell me Amanda Petula is main cast, and I am watching three episodes when she's fucking Samantha Jonesing with her norovirus via text message.
Her Nora Jones virus.
Fucking Nora Jones ass. Better get here on the first flight. Because I am having an okay time.
I'm having an okay time. It is very much like people just trying to hook up with people. But that's like why we're watching, I think.
But there's got to be more than just hooking up or we can just watch The Bachelor.
Well, yeah. There's the one... The one blonde girl who was never on a show before is like, I'm not here to party. I'm here to ski. Isn't that my word?
Okay. We could have done without her. And I don't want to offend you and the other yachties.
The Brooklyn Deckers?
But the deckhands could have gone. And then this is how I would recast. I would say, bring another Martha.
Mm-hmm.
Bring another Karma.
I would say bring Preston from Martha. Bring Amrit and Nicholas from Karma. Let's have three gay people.
Can't multiple
gay people exist on a show?
Let's have the girlies girling.
Sometimes the girls want a girl.
And then have like, I know Sandoval was supposed to come. Have...
Arianki?
No, enough. I had to unfollow this week.
There's kind of like nobody from Vanderpump Rules that could have joined.
James Kennedy's like too big for this.
Yeah.
Allie Luber should have joined.
Just so Allie without her boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, no, you need single people. Who do you bring?
Bring one of the gay Logans. Let's do four gay people.
Oh, bring Lala.
I
know, we're not Lala fans, but just bring her. Schwartzy and Lala. That's like a weird combo.
Yeah, but I feel... Yeah, okay.
Well, she's not going to leave her kid for like a week.
Sure. I do think that you might like... Once we get to her, Aisha from Below Deck comes to visit because she lives in Colorado. She's really lovely.
Well, she was nominated for the... Putting a contact in Jason... Captain Jason's Eye Award or something.
Yeah.
Okay, and then... So that's my two notes... And my third note is Malia.
Yeah.
Is that right? This whole like spitting the liquor into Corey's mouth and then sending Jordan into a tizzy. And like my galaxy brain is like, oh, Malia, you're actually doing what turns Corey on the most, mm-hmm. as we learned in Summer House, which is spitting in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So like you're pretending you don't know what a Scandoval is. And yet you somehow do the thing that gives Corey the biggest bone.
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
That's also interesting. Then Sam's going to arrive at some point.
Well, thank God.
Yeah.
Sam, like, it's crazy, like, I'm awaiting Sam's arrival.
Yeah, she's fun.
But I gotta say, like, even from the little bits.
You famously just like love blondes. You're waiting for Batula. You love Kyle. You're waiting for Sam.
Well, Batula's in her brunette era. Okay. So relax.
Not a Dorit brunette, though.
Not a Dorit brunette. I'll give you that much. So why don't we check in with the girls in your favorite town in the United States of America? Las Vegas.
Sure.
How was it watching this, like, on the heels of BravoCon?
Well, it's, like, also very coincidental, right? Because trip to Palm Springs, watching the Salt Lake City girls.
Oh, my God.
In Palm Springs. Yeah. Trip to Vegas. I mean, they must have done this on purpose, right? Like, scheduling-wise?
That's a little bit of foresight, but where are you going next? So we know where to expect the girls.
I guess some girls are going to pop up in P-Town in December.
Oh, my God. Who would go? No one's going. No one's going. Okay. So...
Actually, like, Meredith Marks would go.
Meredith Marks hosting a trip to P-Town?
I think she just, like, randomly would decide to go there.
Okay. I don't think it will tie into... Salt Lake filming for next season.
Sure, yeah.
Sadly, but yeah. Okay, we are fresh off the PJ, having a meal in Las Vegas.
Very Atlanta, by the way.
Very Atlanta. I've talked about when we recap Atlanta, I don't like this culture. I need a shower after a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And we're eating... who is it, Erica, that's disgusted by this, or Garcelle? Garcelle, because she wants to go find men.
Garcelle's H word.
Where are the men?
Yeah. Garcelle's already changed.
Yeah, she's changed. She's ready. And we're having an intervention for Sutton's dating life.
Yeah, and we're doing antics.
Sutton can't get more than a first date. Kyle's stealing the phone and FaceTiming someone she has been on a date with,
I guess. And it, like, it harkens back to last year. And I think this is interesting because it's like, I think for me as a viewer, Sutton and Kyle, I feel like always talk about how close of friends they are, but we never see it. So this is like one rare instance where, like, we're seeing them, like, have fun together. Yeah. Where usually I feel like it's combative between the two of them, which we will see later.
Well, there was a flashback to another, like, stealing the phone
at, like, moment. A party that Sutton had last year. And we FaceTimed the guy that she went on that date with, who, like, was on the show.
Oh, was that guy?
And yeah, and he, like, they go to trivia together at High Tops in LA. So if you're ever at the LA High Tops.
Yeah.
Because there's a San Francisco one too.
I don't want to talk to a housewife in the real world. What if I saw Sutton
at
High Tops?
At High Tops for trivia.
There's no stopping me.
Yeah. joining the team.
I'm asking to join the team. Yeah. I'm going to be like, I think I could help you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so we're doing that. Now we got to prep for Magic Mike. And it's very interesting. Some people have glam and they never had glam before. Some people had glam and don't seemingly have glam anymore.
It's very Titanic. Rose in the mirror with her mom putting on the corset. The money's gone.
So Dorit appears to not have glam with her. And she's and Kyle didn't bring glam and she's helping Kyle with her glam.
Good. Sister's helping.
Crystal now has glam for the first time.
But it's Crystal's 40th birthday. As you know, that's a special occasion.
As I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I too had glam. No glam for me. And the assignment is you gotta wear pants.
If you want to be on stage, you have to wear pants.
Which, like, that rule went out the window.
Well, yeah, because Kyle was...
Went on stage without pants.
Yeah. But I mean, like... We'll get to it, but, like, I think there's a reason for the season why those certain people ended up on stage.
Okay. So we're collecting our dollar bills, a stack.
I mean, Sutton has hers, yeah.
A meaty stack in Sutton's hand.
Yeah. I would have preferred, Garcelle should have worn the look that she came down to eat in to...
Yeah.
Magic Mike instead of what she ended up in.
Yeah. I liked her Magic Mike look, though. But it wasn't right for Magic Mike.
Okay.
What?
Oh, no. I just, for some reason, it just didn't give me, like, what I wanted for these girlies in Vegas.
Oh, you don't like the look, period.
Yeah. Okay. And also, like, I say this wearing Old Navy.
Performance fleece. Okay. I was let down. Not that she's, like, the fashion icon, but Sutton's look was a little...
It was a little mom on the go.
A little older.
Well, yeah. But she really wanted to wear the pants.
But, like, we could have, the pants were fine.
Yeah.
It was the top that was, like, giving older.
Sure. Giving, like, Kathy Hilton.
Maybe. Giving Kathy Hilton. Yes. Something Kathy might wear.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I was thinking, Bethany, at the glamour thing, her dress without, like, the coat that she later put over it was very Kathy Hilton.
Mm-hmm. A page out of Kathy's book.
Yeah, and she even posted a photo with Nikki Hilton.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay. So we go to Magic Mike. The early show, it sounds like, because we went out to dinner afterwards. Although, but like, sometimes these Vegas girls eat dinner at, like, 10 p.m. Yeah. So who even knows?
Vegas is, like, literally the city that never sleeps. No, that's New York.
That's New York.
Sin City, though.
They're sinning.
I feel like New York sleeps more than Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, the bars shut down at some point here.
Yeah.
Right?
And they don't in Vegas.
Okay. What did you make of the performance?
Hot. Good. No, I think obviously hot, but then I think the reason they specifically chose these three participants from the cast, it's Crystal, whose birthday it was.
Yeah.
Erica Jane, who planned the whole thing and was also
and knows the people in the show.
Yeah, and is one of the more famous ones. And then Kyle Richards. I mean, like, you could argue it's Garcelle's the most famous, but she wasn't, like, prepped to go on stage.
Yeah, especially wearing that.
Yeah. Hers was, like, much shorter than Kyle's. And Kyle is one of the most famous. So it's like, that's how they strategically did it, probably.
Yeah.
And Garcelle got her lap dance at her seat.
Yes, she did. She was feeling on the man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, please diagnose what happened to Sutton.
Oh, it felt like a threesome gone bad. Where I think she was, like, excited and revved up to be a part of the experience.
Oh, and then left out.
And then left out, so she freaked out.
Okay. Do we think, like, alcohol is involved in terms of, like, the thoughts blending together in terms of... I'm not sure, like, it's only left out, and it's definitely not only my reputation, but, like, I think when you're drunk, like, things, like, go into a little smoothie together, and mm-hmm. they can get you even, like, more revved up than you would be otherwise.
For sure, and I think, like, the producers were showing us that with, like, the inclusion of her, like, having that, like, ruby red grapefruit juice. At all times.
Okay.
Which also, like, as we are grapefruit juice connoisseurs.
Oh, you pointed this out last week, and you were right about it.
It's, she has, like, the cheap brand.
The Ocean Spray grapefruit juice actually does not even taste like grapefruit juice.
No, you gotta go, like, Tropicana if you're doing, like, store-bought.
You gotta go Tropicana if you're doing store-bought.
It has to be, like, that, like, big, like, kind of fancy-ish bottle that, like, also the orange juices come in. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course. Listen, yeah. We were having signature cocktails for years.
Of course. She's bringing around the one that you get, like, at the
bodega.
Shitty bodega at the gas station. Yeah.
Oh my God. It's almost like a hop skip from, like, a cranberry juice.
Yeah, but you can get nicer cranberry juices. Also,
no,
like,
but the grapefruit tastes like cranberry juice.
Yeah. It's a different, it's a different pigment than the, like, good stuff.
Yeah. I like my grapefruit juice to taste a little tart, a little like a little surprise on the tongue.
Sure.
Whereas like the Ocean Spray just tastes like fruit juice.
Yeah, exactly.
Although famously at my 40th birthday party, they had an Ocean Spray grapefruit sitting on the counter mm-hmm. waiting for me because mm-hmm. I was just, I was getting them like Sutton, like an yeah. animal. Oh yeah. my God. The Sutton jumped out.
Truly.
Okay. So we storm out.
And then Garcelle follows.
Garcelle follows.
And then we get Kyle like coming, like going to the bathroom after she's been off stage. So like her like chest is still glistening wet. From having whipped cream licked off of it.
Yes.
And Sutton just has like four different stories. Mm. It's like the ballet. It's like Kyle's right here where she is getting to the point where it's like you felt a little left out and jealous. Mm-hmm. Like you wanted to be up there. Like that's obvious to me.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a very, I think it's going to go down as like a classic exciting Housewives moments.
So I want to say who Evolution lucked out with this happening, because this could have very easily been like 10 minutes in an episode.
Yeah.
And they're getting like an episode and a half out of it.
Exactly.
Like God bless Sutton Strack.
Yeah. And Magic Mike in Vegas lucked out too.
Oh, they must be like cheersing tonight.
Over the moon.
They could not be happier.
Yeah.
To get this much promo.
Mm-hmm.
We go to sushi dinner and yeah. things have calmed down. And then we bring up like Oliver. We're going to go get like Garcelle's going to go have lunch with Oliver tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're just like talking about Oliver's like the divorce and his struggles.
Yeah, a little bit of that, which comes up later.
It's like the breadcrumbs for tomorrow.
Yeah, but I want to also say the thing I think Sutton's learned a little bit is have the fight and pivot.
Mm.
Because by the time she was back in the vehicle,
oh,
like she was fine. And then like even Erica Jane, and oh. it was commented on by the other women.
What she gave up for Lent, the fighting.
Exactly. And like she was cool and like let us like move on from this situation, which I think is so necessary. We had like this iconic moment where we also saw a sober Kyle get really snippy in a way we haven't seen Kyle in a while.
Yeah.
Which I also appreciated.
Yeah, that's why you gotta give it to the girlies where like people are like, oh, like you're not drinking, you're gonna be boring and blah, blah, blah. But like Kyle's like activated more than ever.
Exactly. And then we're at the sushi dinner and okay, so we're doing a dumb card game, which I'm like, can we ban these games? But it is a funny way to kind of show Sutton's hypocrisy because we're talking about sex a lot and she was so offended back at the show.
Oh, yeah,
but she's
yeah.
like opening up all these things about like her preferences in bed.
Yeah.
Gotta give it to her. Like I'd love from a housewife someone who's hypocritical, delusional, and will pop off.
I mean, to quote ZMLS, Sun's got these girls running around in circles. She does. She yeah. really does. She does.
So the next morning we all wake up, right?
We're having brunch on the floor.
Yeah, we're having like in that little like circular couch area,
yeah.
which like everything in Vegas is like that.
A circle?
There's never like a proper place to sit.
Okay.
And Garcelle brings up
The night before
and she's really honest and I got her point and I heard something was cut out.
Crystal.
But Garcelle basically says that she doesn't feel comfortable sharing her family with the other women because of what happened between Erica and Dorit and Kyle and Jax last year.
And Mauricio
and PK.
Yeah.
So like multiple members of this cast, one attacked and then like three or four laughed about a situation that happened with her minor child,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And fucking the worst of Dorit.
I mean, Dorit, clown. Listen, clown.
This is classic Dorit, though. She like, always does this.
Like, so angry that Garcelle is saying this. And to me, Garcelle's point is truly this, like, what she is saying is, like, one of my core feelings is, like, you can accept someone's apology, but that does not mean, like, we're back at square one. Yeah,
we're not besties again.
I will remember forever.
Sure, yeah.
You know?
Classic 10.
I mean, it's just, like, it's not, we don't just, like, erase the blackboard.
Yeah, and it's, like, she's also being raw and honest in a way. If someone came to me like that with this kind of issue, I'd be like, oh, that's such a good point. Like, I'll try to be better. Like, maybe how can we, like, move past this? But, like, Dorit just goes on the fucking defensive.
Yeah.
In a wild way. And, like, we saw Sutton try to jump in a little bit in that situation. Mm. Kyle's kind of being a loser, too. And then, like, I would have loved to hear what Crystal said, because apparently, like, her moment was a little more...
Well, yeah. I think Crystal was like, Dorit, if it was your kids, you would say the same thing. And she was like, and if it was my kids, I would definitely say the same thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, I stand by Garcelle.
Yeah. And I think we're, like, not getting a ton of Crystal this season yet.
I know. Why? This is her birthday.
I know. We got more with, like, Kyle at the gym.
Kyle at the gym at 6 a.m. I mean,
good for her.
Good for her. No, I mean, I can relate to, like, the mania, but, like, 6 a.m. in Vegas at the gym is a lot.
Yeah. I was, like, 6 a.m. looking for food. Waking up after getting, like, 5 hours of sleep. Ugh.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's it for Beverly Hills. Shall we go to episode 2 of Miami?
Yes. Like I said earlier, the heart of the heart. Bravo right now.
The heart of Bravo.
Like, literally, I think, like, what's going on with Gertie?
Mm.
The heart.
Wow. We've got Adriana visiting her old home.
I loved this.
What are the odds?
I wanted more, like, clearer footage of the home.
One for one.
We got some of it, obviously.
Yeah.
But I just, like, wanted more. Because, I don't know, did your family ever, like, my mom is, love her, but she loves driving by her former homes.
Oh.
So, like, when we used to drive up from Georgia to visit family in Massachusetts, we would always do, like, a drive-by of this house in New Jersey that my family lived in before I was born.
Okay.
And then my mom will also, like, she had two homes in Georgia before she lived where she currently lives.
Yeah.
Would always do a drive-by, like, even to this day.
My parents live in the same home for the past 23 or 24 years.
Oh, wow.
And then the home before that, the person that they sold it to still lives there.
Wow.
So, like, that person has lived in that home for 24 years.
That's crazy.
In Staten Island.
That's wild. When I'm in Hell's Kitchen, I'll sometimes walk by my old apartment.
Oh.
Just see what's going on.
Yeah. But you're not going inside.
No, of course not. I walk by your old apartment in downtown Brooklyn all the time.
Oh, my God. Yes, of course. I mean, we met in front of there. That, like, my old apartment was our meeting place to go to Chromatica.
Yeah.
But no one was living in that building.
Yeah, it just was a central place.
Okay. I love Jody being like, hey, girls, I'm going to take my dinner upstairs. Yeah. And then, like, walks up with a plate of food.
And, like, a glass of wine.
Yeah. Okay, so... Then we also have Alexia, Larsa, Kiki working out.
And, like, all these, like, earlier scenes, it's like we're speculating about, like, what the hell is going on with Gertie at the party.
Yeah. We also have a lot of Larsa and Marcus.
How do you feel about them?
I actually think it's great that she's with a man that's, like, hungry for the camera.
Yeah, and just hunger in general. She was talking about how poorly he eats or whatever.
He just wants to wake up every morning and eat.
I was like, leave him alone. It's just, like, still to this day, the connection to her ex-husband through this guy is still so wild.
Michael Jordan's son?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, not knowing a ton about sports, it's like the Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, like, rivalry.
Yeah. I love it. Okay. Then we have dueling events.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a happy hour. Was there, was Gertie hosting the happy hour?
Nicole was
hosting it.
It was a champagne and oyster happy hour.
But without knowing that Gertie was going to announce here, or did Nicole know?
Nicole, from what we know on the show, didn't know, but she, in the lead up, was like, I know there's something okay. up with Gertie.
Yeah. So then the counter event is Marisol's annual gay brunch.
Yes. And brunch and happy hour famously don't happen at the same time. But.
Yeah. Do we think these were not happening at the same time?
And they were just pitted
against each other?
I don't think so. This gay brunch was like, it was very reminiscent of like something we'd see on like Roni
10 years ago,
hosted by Sonia Morgan, maybe.
Very Kyle Richards, like
girls and gays,
bottoms and tops,
Nene Leakes, girls and gays,
white
party seafood extravaganza, never forget. Yeah.
And then Marisol's Becky brunch.
Yeah. So I was watching this today and I was like, did Marisol just refer to all her gay friends as her Beckys?
And what does it mean? Is it like Becky with good hair?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, that's like the big pop culture reference around Becky, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Mm. And like, to be honest, like, I don't.
You want to be a Becky?
Maybe.
Okay. I mean, I'd rather be a Gertie happy hour than Becky brunch. With Emilio?
Oh, yeah. Emilio Estevez. And the fact that...
Estevan!
Oh, my God. Estevez is like Charlie Sheen's brother? Yeah. Yes.
Mighty Duck.
Yes. Quack, quack. Yeah, that's right. And Gloria pointing out that Adriana was there.
Gloria, are you feeling shy?
Probably. Also, like, Miami famous people are all so connected. Because I feel like... Ana Navarro always talks about being like best friends with Gloria Estefan. So she must be just like a hop, skip, and jump away from Ana Adriana. I don't need to say
not cast, but just like at an event.
Sure.
Right?
She should. I mean, I'm surprised she wasn't at that gay brunch because she talks constantly.
No. About hanging out with gay people in Miami?
Well, yeah, because of like, that's always like one of her lines when Ron DeSantis comes up.
Oh my God.
Like,
and his 6-inch heels.
Ron DeSantis has tried to attack all my drag queen friends in Miami who work at like Palace.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A Family Karma staple.
Mm hmm.
Okay. Gertie Brunch, Emilio Estefan, not to be confused with Estevez. We got a new song coming, and we're going to be on the radio.
Good. Hopefully SiriusXM so I can listen.
Could you imagine a housewife has a song on the radio?
That would be wild. I mean, like, back in the day, Candy.
Oh, but that doesn't count.
When you're out in the club, don't think.
Okay, that's pre.
I know, but like, coming from Atlanta, that was a staple of my childhood.
Oh, yeah. Coming from New York, that was a staple of my...
Okay.
young adulthood. okay, so then he was going to give the song to Camila Cabello.
Good.
But he said, no, 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 no.
Give it to somebody 4 decades older.
You better stop. Okay. And we learn Julia engaged
9 times? Oh my God.
Prostitution whore.
When she was saying that, I was like, I wonder if she like knows about the Danielle Staub of it all.
To be 9 compared to the 19.
Yeah.
There's something there.
Yeah. 7 men and 2 women.
Yeah. What? One of the two, Martina.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else about Marisol Gay Brunch before we close Gertie Happy Hour?
Well, we are talking about, like, they're theorizing about Gertie and that one Alexia gay friend.
That's who, always there.
Who's always there, like started making some points where I felt like they had to, like, switch camera angles to get him in because they weren't shooting him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He was basically like, oh, well, maybe she has something, like, going on personally.
Yeah.
And I think even somebody implied, like, that she had a health something. Yeah.
Kiki, maybe.
Yeah.
So, when Gertie told the girls.
Just, like, the three different reactions you get from people when you're talking about something this serious.
It actually was truly three different reactions.
Yeah. It was Adriana, obviously, like,
over the top.
Over the top. Nicole, in the medical field, very still.
I would say no. I would say Julia was more still. Like Nicole was a little bit more, like, reactive, but not, like, Adriana. It was more like heavy breathing, like a this.
Yeah, but I just felt like Nicole gave the body language that made Gertie, who had just said, I don't like being touched when doing something like this, more comfortable to then reach out across the table to take Nicole's hand and stay Joanne.
Yeah. And then what did you think of Julia?
I just don't think Julia, like, is good at comprehending that kind of stuff and was just, like, kind of confused.
Oh, no. See, I thought Julia was, like, they, like, to me, they, like, focus on her hand. And she was, like, rubbing, like, her ring and something. Like, to me, I thought she was, like, thinking of it from the perspective of, like, oh, I just went through this.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
I forgot about the Martina stuff because I...
Yeah. Where, like, that's where, like, I thought she was more in shock. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, Nicole kind of already had, like, an idea. This was because, like,
she knew because they had the scene together about going in for the biopsy.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, she was just more like, ugh, like,
for
like,
sure. Yeah.
Whereas, like, Julia was like, oh, fuck. Like, I just saw this.
Yeah. It just is. It is wild that, like, it did feel like a scene that was happening naturally on camera, you know? Oh, yeah. And it's wild that, like, these people, like, give these part of our lives to us on camera like this.
Gertie, like, very emotional, obviously.
Yeah. But then, like, was able to start doing some laughs later, which I think an important part of, I think, like, grief and laughter actually, like, come very close a lot more than people think.
Of course. We have an Alexia Todd dinner.
Ooh.
I don't know what is a brew.
Okay. I think it all, like, goes, some of it goes back to when we first saw Alexia back that first season. And, like, remember one of the most important scenes of that first season back was the sit down of that entire family. So it was
it was
Alexia talking to the two kids.
Yeah.
And just, like, him being flabbergasted that she wants to buy groceries for Peter. And he's like, he's 30 years old.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, like, an interesting dynamic. And I think they, like, maybe never really connected on, like, how they believe certain things should go down.
Yeah, but I think there's that was, like, what was talked about, but there's, like, something else going on.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's all part of it. What do you think's going on?
I don't know. I mean, we have, like, all the women talking about this, and we learn he was downstairs in the lobby.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why do we have a camera down in the lobby?
I think because, like,
John was like, I'm going to, like, punch the camera.
Does it come down to him not wanting to be on this show at all, but he's, like, still trying to give her this, or what?
He seems to like the camera.
Yeah. But he doesn't like moments that happen on camera around these other women.
And then what we were talking about this at Gertie happy hour. Who's the culprit? Like, who does he not want to be around? Because Adriana was like, well, it's not me.
And obviously, but the big fight last year was between him and Anthony. And he said he's fine with him.
Yeah.
There's something brewing. And I think he likes the camera. I think he's very much like Louis, where he does like the attention in the camera.
Yeah.
But I don't think he likes the consequences of being on camera and like maybe being called out and like how he has made himself look in certain things.
Oh, yeah. With the 9-minute apology video.
Exactly. And like, I think his first season, he was very well received. I think his second season, he was very poorly received because I think most people took Anthony's side in that fight.
Yeah.
Because he was like so randomly mean towards him.
Yeah.
So then he did the apology.
Yeah.
And now he doesn't know where he stands.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And Louis's the same in a lot of ways.
Mm. Yeah. Was Louis well received?
No.
No, okay.
But I think he likes the attention
sure.
a lot.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole thing that happened at BravoCon of the questions being asked about Louis first meeting Alexia before he ever met Teresa.
Oh my God, I love it. Of all the people, Teresa's tethered down in Miami.
And it's just like, yeah.
Okay. Larsa and Gertie. It looks like from the preview, I was like, oh, are we not going to like actually tell her?
Mm-hmm.
But then the fact that it's a to be continued, like, oh, we are going to tell her next episode.
We are going to tell her.
Yeah.
I think it's like Gertie obviously is having a really hard time telling people. And she says that, I think, in her confessionals. And so for Larsa to be like the fourth person of this huge group that she tells is kind of wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
And obviously she's going to stumble through it. I mean, like, it is a hard thing to tell people.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
No, I'm more like, Larsa is just so obtuse.
Yeah. Naive. Like, I mean, that's why she was like a silent supporting player on the Kardashians for years. It's like,
yeah. Larsa and her banana bread, whatever she were.
But I still appreciate her work on this show.
Oh, I'm so amazed every day.
I didn't think we were going to have her after that, like, returning season back.
Why?
I just thought, like, she was going to be like, oh, maybe this isn't for me anymore.
Oh, no. I thought after the returning season back, she was, like, feeling her oats.
Oh, well, like, I know she lives for the applause, but, like, she did not have, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a very symbiotic relationship in terms of the show Miami and Bravo want Larsa because of her reach.
Yeah.
And the show makes her relevant.
And like, I mean, just with this new relationship, it's even bigger.
Oh,
it's
my God. Like, the fact that she's like NBCU casted across like shows.
Yeah. And just like, just everything about it is really, they work for each other.
Yeah. Wow. A freak of the week and the one trick queen?
Let's go for it. Okay. So I think our freak of the week, two people, we're saying this with love.
With love.
We had two little diapy babies walking the red carpet at BravoCon. Both Aaron and Paige, Aaron Leachy and Paige DeSorbo, decided to wear looks where I guess it's a fashion moment. It's a Vegas moment, I think.
It's an iconic Vegas fashion moment. There might have been like a few other women, but like those two are the ones that are ingrained in this brain of mine.
Yeah, and it was like just like a brief on the bottom.
A bedazzled brief
on the bottom. And then like, and I think Aaron's might've been like leather. And then on the top, they both wore like a white button up moment. Yeah. I mean like camp.
It's freak parentheses complimentary.
Exactly. It's looking camp right in the eye.
Much like Ari Klaus is finally acknowledging. Oh my God, Freak Junior over there.
How's she doing with like Ivanka in court or whatever?
Mm. Is she, you think Carly's going to court?
No, I'm just like, aren't they friends? Remember the Project Runway? Are you going to wear that to dinner with
Kushners? They're not friends. They're related.
Well, yeah. You can be friends with your relatives. You
can. Okay. Our one true queen, Brendan.
Okay. So we got to give it to...
We got to give it to...
The one Countess Luann appearing on The Masked Singer... singing It's Raining Men before she was unmasked.
Yes.
And I think she like played, she was dressed as a hibiscus.
So what is like the meaning behind that? Don't they usually have like a meaning?
Maybe it's a reference to Loverboy, the pomegranate hibiscus Loverboy.
My least favorite one.
My favorite one.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, that's the beauty of it is like.
You buy a pack.
You take care of that one. Yeah. I take care of like the lemon tea.
Exactly. And then after she was unmasked, she got to sing Money Can't Buy You Class.
Oh my, a classic.
And I think Lou, and I think actually some of these Bravo stars in general are having like moments where they're going a little more mainstream.
Okay.
I think that's important.
I like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Keeps us in business.
Keeps us in business. Wow. Keep us in business. And head on over to comethroughqueen.com for links to Patreon where you can get like, I would say nearly an extra hour of us talking about BravoCon.
Yeah. Oof.
About Lifetime Achievement Awards.
About Las Vegas, a space I spent my first time in.
About Jennifer Lawrence's film A, No Hard Feelings, now available on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about it because the strike's over.
True. We're also not part of SAG.
I know. I'm just a saggy bitch. You could head on over there for links to everything, social, merch, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, queen.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.